Hi, Nina. This is Nina from FAD. Nina, this is just literally for Ben when he cuts all the the chips.
That's good.
Again, this is just a chat. And really, it's just a check-in to see where you are with your idea, with your concept, whether you feel confident, whether there's any issues, whether there's any suggestions that we can add, just before you finalise your brief, your proposal before Monday. So this is kind of the last bastion of pinning down this idea. So feel free to just tell us. Chantal might need a recap though, Nina, if you don't
just
mind.
Just like cliff notes.
Yes.
Just because she
short,
wants to just
short
sort
version.
Of, just to...
Yeah. Short version is the theme is zebra crossing that I would like that there are, or I think there are more zebra crossings necessary in town and on the island anyway, but I focus now on town, and I would like to do something a bit activist but gently, not extreme, and I was inspired especially also through Rachel Ara. I don't know, do you know her? Rachel Ara, she did this photo series with the house, about the housing.
She's a filmmaker.
Also a filmmaker. I did not know her before, but I saw her.
I think it might be that Laura
Hudson, so that was one inspiration, how I would do it. But I would still want to go onto the street. She did it, the photos more like at home, or I don't know, in her studio. And I thought something like a real size zebra, going with this zebra over the road,
which
on the spots, which I think they would be very important to do.
Yeah, where it'd be helpful.
Helpful. And but then I thought that's too much, too big, to whatever to handle. So I went down to in the end to rocking horse size.
Oh, right,
not so small. That's only a maquette.
Sort of novelty.
But rocking horse
zebra,
which I would pull over the
wheels.
Which I would pull with on wheels over
and sort of a miniature.
Yes,
you
miniature.
You could have a flat sort of cardboard cutout zebra that was to scale on casters that you could.
Yes, I could. I could. It's
it
just
doesn't need to be three dimensional.
Yes.
It can be
yes.
A sliver.
Yes.
A sliver of a zebra.
Yes. I thought that also.
Wheel scale.
Yes, you're right. But especially where I live, that's West Park, People's Park, it's often quite windy.
Yes.
I think here in Jersey, it's a bit difficult maybe with
big
things. And I'm me and maybe somebody who takes a picture. Also, that's the idea, that somebody takes a picture. So the idea is now that I walk with it symbolized, although I thought then it could even symbolize the infancy of our zebra crossing, of the traffic management in Jersey.
Okay.
Also including many other things,
so
not only the zebra crossing.
As sophisticated as other parts
exactly,
of the world. Yeah,
exactly.
In,
so there can be done many things. It's already getting better. I see now always more and more new zebra crossings, so it's quite good.
No, it
but
is, but there should be more.
There
definitely
should be more,
and the motorists should be aware that we have pedestrians have priority
exactly
with a zebra crossing.
Yeah, and that's exactly when you look at there is this new highway code, which makes anyway the pedestrians top.
Yes.
Which I
have. Because now when you cross the road and a car is coming from behind you, it's their job.
It's top. Top.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So that comes from the UK.
Yes.
And is now applied here. But you don't feel it.
No, you
don't really.
Feel
you don't feel it.
You just
know?
Sort of beeped.
So
when you're trying to cross the road.
Okay.
That's a bit the idea.
Absolutely. I really like the idea. I'm a bit concerned that you're already limiting its potential with logistics.
Okay,
rather than just allowing you'd have big ideas,
yeah,
and then work out if they are actually achievable. You're already yes. sort of going, no, it's not achievable, even yes. before you've yeah, tried yeah. to yeah. make mm-hmm. it achievable. And I think that's actually something quite... What you're doing is almost like performance art, isn't mm. it? And performance yeah. art can be a bit sort of clunky. Mm. There's something charming when it's mm. a little bit more clunky. Mm. It reminds me of that Tom Pope guy
oh,
and
yeah.
Nick. So many years ago, Tom Pope came over as an artist in residence, and one of his projects was dragging a boat around Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, overland, sort of like dragging it over. And it was clunky, you know, from the footage and the photographs that were taken.
Yeah.
There were parts when they were, like, in a hedge or, like, got into a ditch or, you know, there was something, you know, that added
happy.
To the comment.
I'd be happy to be in your giant cardboard horse in the wind.
Or just like, you know,
that's good. If you wanted to do that, Nina.
This is why I'm saying it's a slither like this. If
yeah.
I can just borrow one of your rocking horses here. You're only seeing that side of it and from the photograph that you're going to take.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind it can be like supports holding it
yes.
up.
Yeah,
if you're worried about it falling over or the wind or whatever.
Yes.
So with that, you can make it as big as you like.
Yes, exactly.
And I think in terms of communicating this message, scale is actually going to be quite important
too.
Yeah,
you're right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was initially, I thought that, but then I also thought without me just putting it there, but that is also, it was always this safety thing because Jersey is so extreme about safety.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's why I came then away from this.
But I think Chantal's got a point, Nina.
If you
tried it and then assessed the safety of it, then you know that's right for that safety to be
but
in place rather than preempting.
You're already poo-pooing it before you've even tried it.
Yes, that's true. Yep.
And it can be made out of something really rudimentary. We've got big cardboard boxes around this place.
Yeah. It can be,
It can be made out of something as
very
rudimentary
simple.
As cardboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's not... the point of what you're creating is not... this it's about the message from
the
photograph that's being communicated
yeah.
so what this is actually made
yeah.
out of it
doesn't
matter.
Matter
yeah exactly
it could be made out of paper
exactly
if you wanted to
and me. Also the photos in the end are also means to an end and not also of course they should be look somehow that's what I told you I would
but
like to use
zebra crossings the end
that is yes exactly
yeah. It's just a black if I can get a black and white stripe that's my final piece on that road
exactly
my civic
exactly
responsibility,
exactly.
my things for the community, that's my fight.
Yeah.
So, no, I
but
love
if
it.
If activism was
yeah.
easy, nobody would do it, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, the whole struggle that you're experiencing with just getting this together is kind of part of it, you
know,
and being more authentic to the experience. That should be something challenging to achieve.
That's true.
And I also think, Nina, as well, rather than just going one set of photographs with one prop, I kind of feel like it would be fun for you, especially in the sort of more development stages, is maybe like some people dressed up as zebras in some photographs, some an actual, you know, like a small children's toy one that's been pimped up. You know,
different ways, somebody
dressed as a zebra crossing.
Or loads of us.
Yeah, all of us.
You know, like if you're just making hats and ears for like a group of people and saying, come in stripes.
Yeah.
And we'll all just,
like trying to cross the road, going,
you know, even if you don't use that.
Yep.
But just to show that
to try out,
I don't want to do is be too specific. I think Chantal's quite good to come in with fresh eyes and be.
It's very good,
Don't just pick, you know, you've
just
assessed and
yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Even try.
Yeah.
Like, even just
have those big dreams.
You know, even starting off with paper zebra masks, you know, you can go and get those masks for kids' parties. In fact,
I have this at home.
So, you know, even starting rudimentally,
you
know, because obviously that's less effective, because then you can assess that that's less effective because people see it's fancy dress and are laughing at it more to actually that's you know, that.
Just all the possible different ways that you can communicate this idea.
That's great.
Good.
So...
And an idea about also the presentation, I had different ideas, either putting the photos as a series at the wall.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Framed or on.
Totally.
On woods or directly on the wall.
Well, don't worry at this point about that. I think
that's
we'll talk
the details.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
The details. So long as you know you want stuff on the wall.
Yeah.
And it,
but I just
it's kind
still
of a series of photographs. That's all you need to know at this point.
Okay. I still want to know what you think about because I think this hipstamatic thing is a bit this snapshot style, and I think, for example, to project like a slideshow onto the wall, but it would need a bit of darker. Maybe a darker room or a darker area. I don't know.
We've got a slide projector, so you can try it.
And also, that
would be maybe also something like this snapshot here. Like
a
surprising
slide projector. And I think we did have a film developer.
And Nina, I've been given this. This is an app to make small animations.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, again, wait a minute, just. Oh, this was from like London, and you know, wait a minute, let me just show you.
So you can,
with your photos, we can
do something
put them together in little just clips and things like that.
And this is an app.
Yeah, just a really simple app.
Very good, yeah.
I'll give you that next week.
Great.
So, you know, you can, even if it is just walking across snaps like that, and then just create these tiny little gifs.
I think it actually helps what PJ's his was on about actually having
people
involved,
either
dressed up as zebras, face paint as zebras, they're painted with stripes, like trying to cross these roads, and they just can't cross these roads.
Yes.
I think that is a probably more powerful communication of that message.
Yes.
Than the rocking horse. I like the rocking horse, but I don't know if it fully does the job that you're trying to get it to do at this point.
Yes.
You need to like explore again all the different potential avenues,
possibilities,
of communicating this idea.
Yeah, we talked also about last time about spraying something on the floor or, you know, things like that, you know. Like
making one that you're dragging along with you.
That's what
you're
saying. We were fake ones, seeing if they were.
Yeah.
Like a little stripy carpet strip.
We tried carpet, but we fall people's high heels on the carpet. It's causing accidents and things.
Again, don't get
bogged down
with this. Performance art,
gets
in the way of people.
Yeah,
that's the whole
true,
point.
Yeah.
Activism is meant to get in the way of people. You're trying to alter people's behaviour. Stop apologising for like health is good.
That's true.
It's meant to be really inappropriate.
Because Nina, you've got the point as well, is if we are putting down fake zebra crossings as well in areas, and if you can evidence and document that people use them and they work in that area, then that's already halfway then from getting made, because you're just like, well, look, I've just showed you it clearly needed here, and look, it's working. And it'd be interesting if the law came across and said you're not allowed to do that, like a policeman told you to roll it back up.
Well, you can't even fill in potholes, apparently. That's illegal.
You can
you can't fill in potholes. It's illegal.
What is that? What is
you know
that?
Like holes in the road. It's illegal to fill them in, but people do. Like people gorilla
Arnold Schwarzenegger's just done one.
I know,
on the news.
But that was a big mistake. Oh my god, what an idiot! Well, Rod Stewart does it as well. It's like he's a real big pothole filler. Is Rod
There's
Stewart.
Research for you. gorilla warfare.
Road
repairs.
Is it like a wider context?
Yeah.
A bit of research that would be really reinforcing what it is that you're doing. There's so many issues. How people can actively be looking after
roadways
and
road
safety.
I know an example in the UK. They use a pop-up zebra stripe. I think I told you. They use that, take it out, put it back, and others can rent it. That's funny. And
it's making money out of everything.
And I was, as I said, in contact with Nigel Jones from Jersey in Transition, and he also would. Also, he told me a lot about what they did in the where the post office is. This
Broad Street.
Broad Street with pots and things like that.
And I hope you told him, have you?
What?
Like, I hope you sort of went back and was like, really? Because it's lame, isn't it? There's nothing there. It's sad.
What do you mean?
Well, they're supposed to have pedestrianised that area with pots and lifestyle and that. And it's, no, you put some trestle tables, couple of what's it called? What they call those traffic things, and that's it.
It's not much. It's
lifestyle.
It's a little bit. Yeah.
It still feels like a road.
Yeah.
And they still drive down.
They still drive down.
Chicanes. That's it. Chicanes.
But they did also overnight do an action, like they put pots. They transported it with their bikes and put flower pots into the middle of the road, and then sent an email in the morning at 6 to the Minister of Infrastructure and things like that. So they did quite.
I don't know if they've done it big or brash enough, because I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
And that's a shame
because
I think creative.
Yeah, that's a pity, but that is also.
It is lovely though when you do see people trying to take charge of their environments and do something. Where I live down at Halfday Park, last summer a lady started putting like flower pots around the railings of Halfday Park. Initially she planted real plants in there and not really thinking about the environment.
They all died, of course.
But then she replaced them with fake plants, fabric plants, and then they, with all the winds, got blown to pieces. So then you ended up with like bits of flowers in the water, which again is just another huge problem.
Yeah.
So it's interesting kind of seeing you know, people doing their little bits of activism and some work out,
some
don't.
Not.
The broader context that's surrounding you.
That's good research to see anyone that's taken that's gone further than their own boundary into
public path.
Because on Bush Bullion for a while at the top of my road on Bush Bullion, which is a weird north town, dirty, ugly.
Yeah.
Someone had done exactly the same thing.
Oh yeah.
Putting coloured pots on every possible thing, had tried plastic, some thingies and that. But then again, realising that it's maintenance, respect from
course,
the community.
Yeah.
It's not like a one-off.
It's not, and it's not a singular person thing. It's to maintain that.
Yeah.
You need a community. You need a village.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
It shows that on
yeah.
your own, they're quite tricky.
Yeah.
So you know, it's what you're doing is very lovely as well because it's got those ethical considerations.
Yeah.
Have you looked into performance art?
I looked more in other activists. There are some things which are a bit performance also. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Again, just refer back. Just make sure that you've got some evidence of that.
Yes.
That's robust. Because again, it's just all about justifying your decisions and why you're doing things.
Yes.
And what you're ultimately doing is performance art.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But really think about the situation.
I love it. Imagine going up to some
activists
and being like,
performance.
Do you know what, really?
It's performance.
It's just panto. Life's a panto. You're just performing.
It is.
As we all are. Because
life is a stage. William Shakespeare.
Like the oil, the non-oil. It's all panto, isn't it, really?
Well, I've written down the Red Brigade ladies who, tied the red ribbons to the trees around Westmount when they were thinking about the redevelopment for the road route.
Yes.
That is a performer. They're literally in costume.
Because a performance is about garnering attention.
Break it down.
Yeah.
And that's
exactly.
what you want.
Like
making aware.
Making a show of yourself, like gluing yourself to a building or chain yourself to a tree or
lie
on the M5 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all a bit of a performance.
Yeah.
I mean, activists now aren't so concerned about hiding their identity, so willing to be arrested and whatever else. But some of them aren't. The Red Brigade aren't.
Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot. The Gorilla Girls, there's loads of examples of activists that are actually sort of like hiding who they are for legal reasons.
Justice for dads.
But it is a performance.
Yeah.
In
okay.
order to incite change, you kind of do need to put on a bit of a performance.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to be a
Thank you.
Same.
We're happy
thank
to
you.
Be.
We'll be
thank you.
So
thank you.
It
will
yeah.
take some time.
Yeah. But the beauty for you is like you've got the sort of like the way I would pace it is this next 2 weeks is about creating the props and the initial things and that. Then the next week after that, trying out some of these props and that.
Exactly.
Then coming back together and being like, what was the best?
Yeah.
Yes. Now I'm going to make.
Yes.
And now I'm going to do redo it again, but refined.
Yeah. That's real.
So, you know, it's I think definitely Shonda's got a point of definitely going with like trying some masks, trying some dressing up, trying some different versions of performance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Because it's only until you try it that you can start evaluating and go, that's working, that isn't working.
And then
that's
as far
working,
as like promotion and marketing and things about this campaign, like these instantly to me like shrunk down and make great badges. Lanyards, zebra crosses
in
Jersey.
Support zebra crosses.
Yeah, road safety in Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, so everything, you know, this can easily be as a side shoot for you. It's like supportive stuff like leaflets, posters.
You could put them up as stickers and embed
stickers.
A QR code into those, disguise as a QR code, and it links to an Instagram account all about, you know, more zebra crossings.
And again, with activism, like if you've been in London, sadly, you know, you can, you know, but with the graffiti tour and that, this is just great. This is a little bit more, this is kind of almost like Scandi graffiti.
Yeah.
Like it's neat, safe, it's got information and that.
It's
a
non-offensive symbol.
Go and stalk around various places in town as like, you know, next...
People are doing that. I see it all the time. There's somebody at the moment who's tampering with the no entry signs to places and it's a bit of a rip-off of another graffiti artist, but they're including little stick men sort of like holding on to the no entry signs or like taking it away or like when it's like a direction to a particular area they've got like a question mark so like why sort of thing. There are people already kind of like in a very subtle
very
way
good.
But humorous sort of trying to disrupt sort of like what's going on in terms of the roads in Jersey.
Great.
Cool.
But yeah,
super.
Really exciting.
Good.
So excited.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You're so
Jenny.
Fast. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hello.
Good.
That's it, Nina.
Okay. Thank
honestly,
you.
Hopefully, that's been
great.
Helpful.